We're doing brachos. We're up to Chafet Amud Aleph, about 10 lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai, the Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yanai tot, Shemati Shem Kilin, Bav Shemati Shemachbirin Ba. I heard that there are those who are lenient with regards to toiveling, with regards to immersing oneself after carry. I heard there are those that are stringent, V'chol Machmir Ba'al Atzmo, Marachin Lo Yemah B'Shnotav. And whoever is stringent will be granted longevity.
Carry.
Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi Mativan Shel Tovli Shacharin. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, what's the issue with those? Mativan really means how do you translate Tivan? What's the logic, what's the reasoning of those that immerse themselves in the morning? The Gemara says Mativan. What do you mean? What's their logic? Rabbi Shua ben Levi said they're prohibited from learning Torah till they immerse themselves. So what does he mean? What's their reasoning? This is what he meant to say. What he meant to say is, why do they make sure to go to a mikveh that is 40 saw? They could easily go to 9 kav. That's much less. Why do they go to immerse themselves in a mikveh of shabintina? They could pour 9 kav on themselves, so why not? Amar Rabbi Chanina, geder gadol, geder ruba. They made a great fence in this area, the Tanya. Our sages tell us the following story. There was a story, a man tried to sin with a woman. Amra lo, and she said to him, Reika, yesh lecha 40 sa shata tovel ben, empty one. You have a mikveh ready to go immerse yourself in afterwards? Miyad piresh! And he pulled himself back. So you see, this mikveh made the whole concept of being intimate have a different perspective in people's eyes, and it saved the person from sin. Amalu Ravuna Rabbanan, Rabotaim, Nematim Zazalin, Bitvilazo, Ravuna said to the rabbis, why do you treat this immersion lightly? If you'll tell me because it's cold, if Shabbat Mechatzot, you could go to the bathhouses where they heat it up. Rav Chista asked him, what do you mean we could go to the bathhouses? Are you allowed to immerse yourself in hot water? He said to him, well, Ravid Barhava says like you, but obviously he didn't hold like that. Okay. So Rav Huna held, you don't have to go to a regular mikveh. And Rav Yehuda bar Rava holds, you do need a regular mikveh, and then you wouldn't go to the bathhouses. Rav Zera v'yativ b'agna demaya bein masuta. Rav Zera was sitting in a tub, and bein masuta probably means in infirmary. Amar le l'shameh ezil v'ayti v'tishak abin v'shadi luay. He asked his servant, go get me 9 kav and pour them on me. Amale Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. So Rabbi Chiya bar Abba asked him, "Lamele lemar kulei? Why do you need the 9 kav? Vehayativ begavayu. You're sitting in a tub, so you have the 9 kav. What do you need it poured on you? Amale kalbeim sa. Just like when one immerses himself in a mikveh, malbeim sa betvila. Just like a mikveh requires that you go into the mikveh waters, the lo bintinan. You can't have the mikveh waters poured on you." You have to have them poured upon you and you can't immerse in them. So I'm sitting in the tub. That doesn't help me. Rav Nachman prepared a vessel that holds 9 kav so that people can just pour it on themselves and they know they're pure. And Rabbi Yehuda Gluster amru, lo shanu ala lechole leonso. When Rav Dimi came, he quoted Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda Glustra that they said that the only time that you could use 9 kav is if a person was ill and he saw his carry against his own will, meaning it was an onus. Aval lechole amargil, but if he was ill, but he willfully saw carry, he was with his wife, albeim saas, and then you don't have that leniency, even though he's ill. Tough nuggies, you did it to yourself, go to a mikveh. Amar Rav Yosef itbar chatzved Rav Nachman. So Rav Yosef said, if that's the halacha, then who needs Rav Nachman's vessel? When can you use 9 kavin? He's sick, and it happens by onus. Okay, who needs it? That doesn't happen often. Kiata Ravin, when Ravin came from Israel, he quoted it differently. Amar, he said like this, Be'ushava Uvda, Bekila de Rav Hoshaya, that there was the following story in the entrance to Rav Hoshaya's house. Atu v'sha'alu l'Ravasi, they came and asked Ravasi, Amalu lo shanu ala l'chole amargil. Ravasi said, no. If a person is ill, and he willfully had carry, so then he uses he can use the 9 kav, he can pour it on himself. But if he's ill and it happened against his will, he doesn't even have to do anything. Rav Yosef, it's tamid chatzved Rav Nachman. Rav Yosef said, now Rav Nachman's vessel got pieced back together again. There's use for it again. Why? Because the people who are learning, they're sick half the time, they don't have koch. So when they're with their wives, they don't have to go to mikveh now. They could use Rav Nachman's vessel. Okay.